Om Sahana Bhavatu, Sahana Bhunaktu, Sahavīryam Karavāvahai, Tejasvinavadhitamastu, Mā Vidviṣāvahai. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
Please turn this on.
Om Om Yas Chandasa Mrishabho Vishvarupaha Chandogyo Dhyamrtha Atsam Bhavuha Samendro Metaya Aspranotu Amritasya Devadharano Bhuyasam Shariram Me Vicharshanam Jihva Me Matimattama Karna Adhyam Puri Vishwivam Brahmana Koshosi Metaya Pritaha Shrutam Me Gopaya Abhanti Vipanvana Kurvana Chiramatmanaha Vasagumsi Mamagavascha Annapane Chasarvada Tato Me Shriyamavaha Lomasham Pashubis Vahaswaha Amayantu Brahmacharina Swaha Vimayantu Brahmacharina Swaha Pramayantu Brahmacharina Swaha Damayantu Brahmacharina Swaha Shamayantu Brahmacharina Swaha Yashojane Sani Swaha Shreyan Vashyato Sani Swaha Tantwa Pagapravishani Swaha Samapagapravisha Swaha Tasmin Sahasrashake Nipagaham Twajimraje Swaha Yatha Pravatayanti Yatha Masa Aharjaram Evam Mam Brahmacharinah Dhatarayanti Sarvata Swaha Pratijesha Si Pramabhahi Pramapajaswa Ambachasya. Om Aham Vrityasya Reviva Kirtip Pushkam Gireviva Urdhva Pavitro Vajini Vasvamritamasmi Dravinagum Savarchasam Sumeta Amritom Chitaha Iti Trisham Korvedanu Vachanam. That will be the first couple of lines of Brahmavidatmati. For you it's on page 22, Edward, for those who
are listening. Oh, I got it.
Brahma Vidatmoti Param, right after Sahana Bhavatu.
Yes, ma'am.
I have it, huh? 11?
11 of Taittiriya.
Yeah.
22.
Om Brahma Vidatmoti Param Tadeshabhyutha Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma Yo Veda Nihitam Guhayam Paramevyo Man So Oshnite Sarvan Kama Ansaha Brahmana Vipaschiteti Tasmad Vae Tasmad Atmana Akasha Samputaha.
Okay. For this one, repeat after me. We're kind of not on Shruti or something, and it doesn't sound good. Om. So repeat after me.
Om Brahma Vira Apnoti Param. Om Brahma Vira Apnoti Param. Teresha Pyukta. Teresha Pyukta. Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma. Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma. Yo Veda Nihitam Guhayam Paramevyo Man Yo Veda Nihitam Guhayam Paramevyo Man So Oshnute Sarvan Kama Ansaha So Oshnute Sarvan Kama Ansaha
Brahmana vipaschiteti.
Brahmana vipaschiteti.
Tasmad va etasmad atmana akasha samputaha.
Tasmad va etasmad atmana akasha samputaha.
Okay. Now let's go to we'll chant from Vijnanam Yajnam. On this thing, it's the bottom of page 23. It's what we did the last two times. Vijnanam Yajnam Tanite. What page is it on yours?
14.
14, okay. On ours, it's at the very bottom of 23.
You don't have it? Yeah, I think it's you.
Okay. Let's see if we can chant. I don't know if we can chant together, but we'll try. Okay. Om Vijnanam Yajnam Tanite Paramani Tanite Picha Vijnanam Devas Sarve Brahma-cheshtam-upasate Vijnanam brahma-cheveda Tasmat-chena-pramajati Sharire-pātmano-hitvā Sarvān-kāmāṁ-samashmita-iti Tasyaisha-eva-sharira-ātmā Yav-pūrvasya Tasmat-vā-e-tasmat-vijnanamayāt Anyantara atmanandamayaha tenaisha purnaha sava esha purusha vidda eva tasya purusha vidda tam anvayam purusha viddaha tasya priyame vashiraha modo dakshina pakshaha pramoda uttara pakshaha ananda atma brahma puncham pratishtha Tarapyesha shloko pavati.
That you can practice. You need to practice. Practice on your own with Vagishananda, but that's not the one that we're trying to memorize. Whereas this next one is. Okay. So let's take a look. Starting with Asameva. Okay.
The other page?
15.
Go one page in. The next page, before. Page before.
Oh, 14. Yes. Thank you. Yeah.
You need another 14. Flip that other page.
No, it would be on 15 in the transliteration.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, transliteration. Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're right. Okay. Asameva. Asan eva sabhavati.
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 Asad brahmeti veda chet.
Asad brahmeti veda chet.
Asad brahmeti.
Asad brahmeti
veda chet.
Veda chet.
Asad brahmeti veda chet.
Asad brahmeti veda chet.
Asti brahmeti chet veda.
Asti brahmeti chet veda.
Asti brahmeti chet veda.
Asti brahmeti chet veda.
Santam enam tato.
Santam enam tato.
Viduriti.
Viduriti.
Santam enam tato. Oh, I'm sorry. I've got to do the Sundays.
Santam Enam Tato. That Anuswara is going to take the na of the ta, right? The dental na. So it'd be Santam Enam Tato Viduriti.
Santam Enam
Tato Viduriti.
Santam Enam Tato Viduriti.
See that Anuswara for everybody? That Anuswara will be pronounced as na. Santam Enam. Santam Enam.
Santam
Enam Tato Viduriti.
Santam Enam Tato Viduriti.
Tasyaisha Eva.
Tasyaisha Eva.
Sharira Atma.
Sharira Atma.
Tasyaisha Eva. Sharira Atma.
Tasyaisha Eva. Sharira Atma.
Yah Purvasya.
Yah Purvasya.
Atato Nuprashnaha.
Atato Nuprashnaha.
Atato Nuprashnaha.
Atato Nuprashnaha.
Uta Vidvan.
Uta Vidvan.
Uta Vidvanamum.
Uta Vidvanamum.
Uta Vidvanamum.
Uta Vidvanamum.
Now that makara will take the nasalized lakara, so it'd be Uta Vidvan. Uta vidvan namung namung. Uta vidvan namung lokam.
Uta vidvan namung lokam.
Uta vidvan namung loka.
Uta vidvan namung loka.
Pretya.
Pretya.
Uta vidvan namung loka. Lokam pretya.
Uta vidvan namung lokam pretya.
Uta vidvan namung lokam. Kaschana gacchati.
Kaschana gacchati.
This will be something new. Let's see how the three next to it. This is some very beautiful parts in the Taittiriya have, instead of a two mantra that we're used to one and two mantra, like right? E. There's some places there's a three mantra. So it would go like this. Kaschana gacchati. It's really pretty. It's so beautiful, you know. So we'll learn that.
Is that indicated by the...
So by the three next to it? Do you see the three next to the E?
Oh, I see.
You see that letter three? That mean the numeral three?
Yeah.
That is how they do this three mantra. It comes very occasionally, but in Chan, it's so beautiful when it comes.
So, and then how can you tell when it... Is every time that's true, creepers by the three? Every phrase before, or is there a beginning and ending? Is it toggle on and off, in other words?
The three comes only after that one word that's going to have it. Like, see the long gachati?
Yeah.
That three that comes right after the E tells you that that E is going to be three mantras.
Okay.
Instead of long, it'll be three times. Right? Mm-hmm.
Instead of a dirga, which would be the two, it'll be three.
Right. So gachati.
Yeah, so you've got, and even if when they do it, they'll do it like 10. It's not really good. Because, so you've got the one mantra, and then e, like that. Yeah, when you listen to Swami Vagishanand to do it, he goes on.
Yeah, which is
exaggerates, yeah, but which is common. It's very pretty.
Yeah. Could the three be like a three beat, like one, two, three, that kind of like?
Yeah, because, the one mantra is like E. Yeah. Two is E. It's twice the long.
Yeah.
E. 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 E.
Oh, that's good.
E. 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 E.
E.
E. E. E. E. E. E. E. When we did
the Pani?
Yeah, Pani.
I don't remember getting the dirga there.
Yeah, yeah.
The three mantra, I don't remember that. Neat. Okay. Okay. Aho vidvan.
Aho vidvan.
Amum lokam.
Amum lokam.
Pretya.
Pretya.
So aho vidvan amum. Aho vidvan amum lokam pretya. I don't know why I keep dropping that Anuswara. If I do that when I'm chanting, just stop me. That's kind of strange. I don't know. I've tried three or three times and I'm leaving it off. I don't know why. Aho vidvan namung lokam pretya. Among lokam pretya.
Among lokam pretya.
Kaschit samashnuta. Kaschit. Kaschit samashnuta. Okay, this is the what we're. We'll see if we get this far, but that's what I'd like to do today.
Okay. So, translation?
I'm going to do the translation now.
Oh.
Let's take the first one. First, the first sentence we require the first two sections here. Let's break the sentence first. A son, Ava, that double nakara is because of the short vowel preceding the na. So a son, Ava, saha bhavati. Okay, a son, Ava, saha bhavati.
A son, Ava, saha bhavati.
Asad brahma iti veda chet. So now, what does this say? Saha bhavati. He becomes. Saha bhavati. Mm-hmm. He becomes asad, a son, Eva. He becomes non-existent. It's actually a present participle. He becomes a son, non-existing. In English, we'd say, he becomes non-existent alone. In that Ava is like only, he becomes, you could say indeed, he becomes non-existent alone, you know, or indeed, for Ava. When, who does? Who becomes non-existing? Who becomes non-existing? Asad brahma iti veda chet. Chet if, veda, one knows. There's no subject, so the subject goes to the Veda. If one knows, what? Asad brahma iti. If one knows Brahman as non-existing, as asat, right? So this is the idea. If in English we'd say, if a person considers Brahman to be non-existing, non-existent, if a person considers that, that iti is that, asad brahma, if a person thinks, he knows, has that conviction, that's why Veda literally says, if a person Veda knows that Brahman is asat, means that's their conviction. So in English we'd say, if a person considers Brahman to be asat, non-existing, then what? That person becomes non-existent, non-existing. Because Brahman is the Atma. Right? So if you say, you know, there is no Brahman, that's like saying there is no you, there is no self. So a person who takes, we'll get into other interpretations of this, but just literally, the language I want you to see, literally, chet if, veda, one knows, iti that, if one knows, one considers, one believes, has the conviction that Brahma is asat. Brahman is neuter here, so asat would be neuter. That Brahman is non-existing. So if one has the conviction that Brahman is non-existing, saha bhavati, he becomes, that person becomes, asat, asan eva, non-existing alone. Right? So you say Brahman is non-existing, then you become non-existent. Yeah.
So asan is present participle from
present participle and asan from us.
Us.
But not us. In reality, only in his worldview.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we'll go into different interpretations. Mm-hmm. For those who have Swamiji's thing that John did, you know, that handout, he has a really long commentary on this.
Yeah.
And also, the Taittiriya handout that you have, there's a huge commentary on this that's very worthwhile for reading. It's beautiful, in fact. The Shankara's Bhasha on the Taittiriya. You should really, really study it. There's certain... The Satyam Jnanam Anantam Bhasha on the Taittiriya is very long, very detailed. It's almost enough. But to go through the Satyam Jnanam Anantam Bhasha is so complete, you know. And now this Bhasha for this also is very thorough.
with a lot of Purvapaksha Siddhanta bringing up objections and answering it, but it's right in that area that we love to sit in. Okay, so that's the first sentence here. Asan eva sabhavati asad brahmeti veda chet. Okay. Then, asti brahma iti chet veda. Say.
Asti
brahma iti
chet veda.
Brahma iti chet veda.
Chet veda.
Asti brahma iti chet veda.
Asti brahma iti chet veda.
Santam enam.
Santam enam.
Tataha.
Tataha.
Viduhu.
Viduhu.
Iti.
Iti.
Asti brahma iti chet veda. Chet veda, if one knows, veda chet, if veda, one knows, iti that, brahman is, if there is brahman, asti brahma iti chet veda, if one knows that brahman is, that brahman, asti means is. If one knows, you could say there is brahman, or that brahman is, if one knows that there is brahman, santam enam tataha, viduhu iti. Then viduhu, then from that, vidu iti. Then from that, viduhu, they know that, we say one knows, it's actually in the plural, but they know that he means one knows. We'll take it as one knows. Mm-hmm.
From that knowledge? From
yeah.
That.
Then from that, because of that, they know him as existing.
As a what?
They know that the idea is that if one knows Brahman as asti, then they know that Enam that exists. They know that he exists. That they know that he exists. How do you say that? He knows that he exists. They're in the plural, anyone who knows that. They know that he exists. It's like say, I know that I exist. Right?
What form is viduhu?
It's actually in the plural. Viduhu is in the third person plural. They, and you take, they know that Enam, he is. It's like saying, they know that they are. Except each person knows that he is.
Yeah,
I know that I am. They know that they are. Mm-hmm. He knows that he is. Yeah. Right?
It's automatic.
Yeah. Yeah. If I know that Brahman is, then I know that I am, that I exist.
Yeah.
But it's not in the I, it's in the third person. Viduhu means they know. Then they know, tata, from that, it can be then or from that, because of that, from that knowledge, then they know that they exist.
Ah.
Symptom.
Not that Brahman exists.
No, because the first part is, if they know that Brahman exists, asti brahma iti chet veda, then, tata, because of that knowledge, they know, viduhu, that they exist. It's really, enam is he. But of all these, each person, the idea is they, each person would know that he exists.
So how does it go again? Just concisely.
If a person knows that Brahman is, then they know that they are, mm-hmm. that they exist.
Okay.
This is the one that we'll have to unfold more and memorize.
You could say then they each know.
Yeah, then they each know that they exist, that even though that's not true. So that is the Shruti. Let's just practice the Shruti to be memorized. And Swamiji will quote, this is one that we're often quoted, you know. Asaneva sapavati.
Asaneva sapavati.
Asaneva sapavati.
Asaneva sapavati.
Asaneva sapavati.
Asaneva sabhavati,
asaneva sabhavati,
asaneva sabhavati,
asad brahmeti veda chet,
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 asad brahmeti veda chet.
Asaneva-sa-pavati. Asaneva-sa-pavati. Asad-brahmeti-veda-chet.
Asad-brahmeti-veda-chet.
Asaneva-sa-pavati.
Asaneva-sa-pavati.
Asad-brahmeti-veda-chet.
Asad-brahmeti-veda-chet.
Asaneva-sa-pavati.
Asaneva-sa-pavati.
Asad-brahmeti-veda-chet.
Asad-brahmeti-veda-chet.
Asti-brahmeti-ched-veda.
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 Santamenantato-viduriti.
Santamenantato-viduriti.
Santamenantato.
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 Viduriti.
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 Santamenantato viduriti.
Santamenantato viduriti.
Santamenantato viduriti.
Santamenantato viduriti.
Asti brahmeti ched veda.
Asti brahmeti ched veda.
Asti brahmeti ched veda.
Asti brahmeti ched veda.
Santamenantato viduriti.
Santamenantato viduriti.
Asti brahmeti ched veda. Santamenantato viduriti.
Asti brahmeti ched veda.
Santamenantato viduriti. Asaneva-sa-pavati.
Asaneva-sa-pavati. Asaneva-sa-pavati.
Asaneva-sa-pavati.
Asaneva-sa-pavati.
Asad-brahmeti-veda-chet.
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 Asti brahmeti
ched veda.
Asti brahmeti ched veda.
Santamenantato viduriti.
Santamenantato viduriti.
Santamenantato viduriti.
Santamenantato viduriti.
Do together. Asannevasabhavati. Asad
brahmeti veda ched. Asti brahmeti ched veda. Santamenantato viduriti.
Asaneva-sa-pavati. Asad
brahmeti veda ched. Asti brahmeti ched veda. Santamenantato viduriti.
Asaneva-sa-pavati.
Asad brahmeti veda ched. Asti brahmeti ched veda. Santamenantato viduriti.
Now this next part we know, next these couple lines. Tasyaisha eva sharira atma.
Tasyaisha eva sharira atma.
Yav purvasya.
Yav purvasya.
It's part of the Sunday. Tasya eshaha. Tasya eshaha eva. Shariraha atma. Tasya eshaha eva shariraha atma. Yaha purvasya.
Yaha purvasya.
Okay, this is a repeat, but from this point on, it's going to be different after this. Remember this goes, tasya purvasya, for that which comes before, which is the vijnanamaya kosha, for that which comes before, this indeed, eshaha evaha, this indeed is the sharira atma, is the embodied self. The anandamaya is the shariraha atma, the self which is embodied, right, of that which comes before. So the vijnanamaya is the tasya purvasya, of that tasya purvasya, which is before, which is the vijnanamaya. Eshaha eva, this indeed, which is referring back to the Anandamaya, mm-hmm. is the Shariraha, the embodied Atma. What's the matter, Dhanu?
I'm just having a little trouble with my pronouns here. That which comes before is what? Vijnanamaya?
Vijnanamaya. Mm-hmm. Tasya purvasya. For that which comes before, the Ananda is more subtle and embodies that which we have just done, which is the Vijnanamaya. The Vijnanamaya is the Sharira Atma, the embodied self of the Manomaya. The Manomaya is the embodied self of the Pranamaya. The Pranamaya is the embodied self of the Anamaya.
Right.
So the Anandamaya is the last one mm-hmm. of the koshas. And that is the embodied self, that is embodied in the Vijnanamaya. So the Anandamaya fills the Vijnanamaya. The Vijnanamaya, which mm-hmm. is filled by the Anandamaya, fills the Manomaya. Mm-hmm. Right? So the Shariraha Atma is the nominative, it means Shariraha, the embodied Atma. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. Eshaha, indeed, this indeed, which is what we've just been talking about in the previous paragraph. This indeed, this Anandamaya indeed, is the embodied self of that, tasya, purvasya, which came before, of that which came before, which is the Vijnanamaya. So this is this two sentences have gone for every single paragraph mm-hmm. that we've done.
How does it form in the intellect, this Ananda?
It's not that. We've gone through all the koshas.
Yeah.
Anamaya, Pranamaya, Manomaya, Vijnanamaya, Anandamaya. Mm-hmm. Each kosha is more subtle and pervasive to the one that comes before. And so each one we say embodies is the embodied self of the previous body, because the previous body is more gross, all the way down to the... Right? So one is more subtle, more subtle, more subtle. So the Anandamaya is the most subtle kosha, and that is embodied by the Vijnanamaya. Now you've got the Anandamaya and the Vijnanamaya embodied by the Manomaya. Mm. Right? Then the Manomaya, Vijnanamaya, Anandamaya is embodied by the Pranamaya all the way down. Okay? Mm. But he's just completing now.
Right.
He's completing the jiva.
Mm-hmm.
Right? The jiva is complete with the Anandamaya. Those are the five koshas. Mm-hmm. You can also, go through the three shariras, the sukshma, the Stula Sharira, Sukshma Sharira, Kadana Sharira. That completes the jiva. That's a different way of breaking it down. We can go to the 19 components. That completes the jiva. So here we're doing it with the panchakoshas. Okay.
Well, I need a chart.
Charts are, yeah, chart can help. Actually, these things should be memorized and taught and thought over just so that you have the whole thing. It's kind of like Ramaha, Ramaha, Ramaha. You learned the whole paradigm.
Mm-hmm.
All the koshas, all of these things you learn, and then you kind of mm-hmm. contemplate on them so that you can kind of get a vision
mm-hmm.
of how they're viewing it. Because it's all viewing Ishwara, it's all the cosmology.
Mm-hmm.
Even how the Maya projects, Sattva Rajas Tamas, the Maya projects in the form of the five elements as the Tanmatras, then goes through the Panchikarana, the Sattva aspect of the five elements, is the anything that reflects consciousness, like the sense organs and the mind, and then the Rajas are all the organs of action, and the Prana that's going through the body, the vital force, that's Rajas. The Tamas are the elements that go through the Panchikarana, the five physical elements that we receive. That's a whole,
it's a model.
And so it's useful to understand this model. That's what it is. I mean, we could divide the universe up in so many different ways and create so many different models for it, but this is the one Vedanta uses.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you understand this model, it works for understanding the Satchitananda. That everything, it accounts for the consciousness in the creation, the activity in the creation, the interconnectedness of the physical objects with the subtle sense organs. It connects the whole creation into one sentient being. You can understand the jiva and Ishwara, you understand Maya, the whole thing, and how the Satchitananda is expressed in the creation. So it's a model that works.
Well, can you hold that model in your hand? I mean, is it
Yeah, and it's nice to be able to do that.
Would it help to put in the blackboard?
actually,
that's too much.
It's probably too much for right now, but
I do have, I probably passed it out before, I do have a nice chart.
Oh. Yeah.
That
you need to fix it. Because it is kind of visual in a way.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Do you know which chart I'm talking about?
From
the ones that has
Tetrabodhi?
Oh, yeah. Penny will find it.
Yes.
I'll have to look at it.
Come on, Penny.
I have it somewhere. You know, those, when you have time to sit down and memorize that.
Yeah.
You know, you know, all your free time.
No, but you said it in such a beautiful way.
Huh?
It's good to have a visual.
It's good to have a visual. It connects everything.
Yeah, it becomes alive.
So it's really beautiful to understand that there's so many subtleties to it. But all right, so. Tasyaisha eva sharira atma.
Tasyaisha eva sharira atma.
Yav purvasya. Tasyaisha eva sharira atma. Yav purvasya.
Tasyaisha eva sharira atma. Yav purvasya.
Okay. Now we've completed going through the koshas. So now, having gone through these koshas, there's some questions that are going to follow from that. So let's look at those.
Atta anuprashnaha.
That says, atta now, after we've come to this point, so now, attaha, from that, anuprashnaha, nominative plural, questions follow. The prashnaha means questions. Anu. The questions follow from that. It means that now there's some questions are going to come from that. Questions. When you say the anu can mean, you know, a follow after, or imitate or follow after.
Is it the same anu as atom, the little anu?
No, this is a preposition. Mm-hmm. So, now questions follow from that. Anu prashnaha, that they're following questions from that. Mm-hmm. Questions follow from that. So, what are the questions? Uta.
Avidvan.
Amum. Lokam. Pretya. Uta avidvan. Amum lokam. Pretya.
Uta avidvan. Amum lokam. Pretya.
Uta avidvan.
Uta avidvan.
Amum lokam.
Amum lokam.
Pretya.
Pretya.
Uta avidvan. Amum lokam. Pretya. Remember when we chant it, it'll go like this. Uta vidvan amung amung lokam pretya. Uta vidvan amung lokam pretya. That makara from the anuswara from the amung will be nasalized amung lokam. Oh. Okay.
I don't like that sound.
Oh, here is the chart of that.
Oh!
Okay. Oh, look at that.
Oh, wow.
That's her
photo.
Oh, cool.
Where
did we get that?
From
my pathologist. Oh, my goodness.
You're
so smart. Oh, that's great.
You
knew she could have
it. Was that
it? Oh, I love it. It's all in color and everything. Wow. Very nice. Very nice.
Thanks, Paula. We'll print this out for everybody.
Where she got that?
Cool.
She got it from dentist. Advaita.org.uk.
Okay, we'll print this out. Not right now, though.
I'm sure he's looking around.
Neat. Cool.
He's so proud.
Okay, here we are. We need one more to complete this sentence. Kaschana gachati.
Kaschana gachati.
Kaschana gachati.
Kaschana gachati.
Okay, now,
yeah,
one thing to note is that when you have that long vowel ending, it can indicate a question. Swamiji talks about this in his Bhasha. And this is a question, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And
it can. It can. Okay.
Mm-hmm. It's indicating a question here. Mm-hmm. Uta means or. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, a vidvan is in the nominative singular.
Mm-hmm.
A moon loka, that world. That world, a moon loka, that world here is referring to Brahman. Means that loka is not just world. Means that will they attain Brahman? So here the amum lokam is not swarga loka or something like that loka that we're calling Brahman. Okay, so notice that loka refers to jnanam, that loka, that abode of Brahman in a sense. So that which is Brahman, do they accrue the world of Brahman? So now this says, pretya, when you see pretya, that means having died.
The potential?
No, pretya is an indeclinable past participle.
Oh.
Having gone on. But it's a word that we mean, you know, having left the body. So having died, having left the body, pretya, after death, you can say. Kaschana avidvan.
Kaschana
gachati. See that kaschana?
Yeah.
That's a kaschana, kaschana ha. No, kaschana. Kaschana is right. Kaschana, not kaschana ha. Sorry, my confusion. Kaschana avidvan. Some avidvan. An avidvan. Kaschana is an indefinite article. So you would, in sometimes indefinite articles, you can translate as someone avidvan or. A is an indefinite article, like the
right.
is a definite article.
Right.
Like if you say the avidvan,
right.
it's a particular, but if you say an avidvan,
mm-hmm.
it's indefinite. So the question here is, does an avidvan, does an avidvan, some avidvan, an avidvan, does an avidvan, one who is ignorant,
yeah.
gachati, go to that world? Do they go to Brahman? Doesn't a vidvan go to Brahman? That uta means or not. That uta
means
right?
not just or not.
Yeah. It often this is a construction. You don't put the whole thing again.
Mm-hmm.
So you say, doesn't a vidvan go to that loka, which is referring to Brahman? Uta. Or do they not go there? So that uta gives brings in the opposite.
That is the question.
Mm-hmm. So, uta avidvan amum gachati pretya, having died, does gachati, it brings in the question, kaschana avidvan.
Does he want to go outside?
What's wrong with your door?
He doesn't want to use her door.
It's okay.
It's a change.
Oh,
that's cute.
She did that on purpose.
Yeah. She's here. Okay. All right. Doesn't a vidvan pretya, having passed on, having died, doesn't a vidvan go to that world, which is referring to Brahman, amum lokam, or not, uta? Aho.
Carol, do you have aho or aho?
Aho.
Okay.
Sorry. Aho. You know, aho and all of them, even in the Bhasha, was not translated. It usually just means like an expletive. Let me see what they say. Something that in the translations, actually, and in the Bhasha, Chakra doesn't say anything about it, I think. I forgot about it. So let me just look at it now.
Oh,
Is this a break or what?
No.
Yeah, so it must be
pretty aho. An interjection expressing doubt or alternative, or and usually standing in as a correlative of kin, interrogation.
Oh, aho is a kin.
No, no. In correlation with kin. So an interjection expressing doubt or alternative. Hmm. And there's a doubt being expressed here, but also the interrogation Shankara is dealing with as like a question is dealing with in another way. So let me see here.
I thought that meant great wonder or great blessing. Wahoo, or what was that? No.
No, let's go on it.
Okay, sorry.
It's good. It's because I can't answer what you're saying. I don't know the answer for it. Okay. Aho, keep it blank for now. Vidvan. Nominative singular, amum locum, that loka, which is Brahman, pretya, after death, right? Mm-hmm. Kaschit, kaschit vidvan. It's like same as kaschana. Mm-hmm. Kaschana and that chana and chit affects are the same, okay? So kaschit vidvan, a vidvan, after death, samashnita. Do they gain? So it's the same as gain, get. It's the same as they in the that for these gachati, for the advidvan, do they go to Brahman?
Uh-huh.
And then so much to do, does the vidvan gain Brahman, attain Brahman? Same idea. Question, so much to ta. And this is interesting, this u that's standing there by itself, what Shankara says. Now, I have to study this more. I didn't spend a lot of time on it. What he says is that this U actually goes up to the U above where it says Uta Avidvan and takes that ta, so the U actually means Uta, or. So that U, he has that U meaning Uta. Mm-hmm. He says the U goes up and picks up the ta of the Uta.
Does that mean or not?
Yeah, or not. Same idea as or not. And you can take aho, which I have to look more clearly in the Bhasha there. I didn't have time to spend a lot of time on it this morning. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, that's how the schedule is now. It's again expressing a doubt, like an alternative. Like, does the avidvan go there or not? Mm-hmm. But then also, alternatively, does a vidvan go there? Mm-hmm. You know? So it can express a doubt or an alternative like that, okay? So I'll just have to have you guys read the extensive Bhasha on this. I read it, but it's long, so I can't do it all for you. So everybody see it, though?
Mm-hmm.
Same structure. And then from there it goes to so akamiyata, which we'll do next week.
You're in trouble if you don't know the answer at this point.
These are the two questions. How he answers it, it goes again into an unfoldment of Brahman. You know, as Brahman being the self of everything. And so the question is actually meaningless.
Yeah.
You know, the vidvan and the avidvan are both Brahman. You know, it's a matter of the attainment. It's only a matter of knowledge, and the lack of attainment is ignorance. So it's not about attainment. And so how he answers it is by giving the vision. Bringing Brahman in. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, it's really beautiful. So okay, let's chant this. Atato nu prashnaha. Atato nu prashnaha. Atato nu prashnaha. Atato nu prashnaha. Uta vidvan namum lokam. Let's see. Uta vidvan.
Uta vidvan.
Uta vidvan namum.
Uta vidvan namum.
Uta vidvan namum lokam.
Uta vidvan namum lokam.
Uta vidvan namum lokam.
Uta vidvan namum lokam.
Uta vidvan namung lokam pretya.
Utha vidvanamun lokam pretya.
Utha vidvanamun lokam pretya.
Utha vidvanamun lokam pretya.
Kaschana gacchati.
Kaschana gacchati.
Kaschana gacchati.
Kaschana gacchati.
Aho vidvan.
Aho vidvan.
Aho vidvan among lokam.
Aho vidvan among lokam.
Aho vidvan among lokam.
Aho vidvan among lokam. Aho vidvan among lokam.
Aho vidvan among lokam pretya.
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 Kaschit samashnita u.
Kaschit samashnita u.
Even though that's a short U, they extend it. Not so as long as the ah. The ah is longer, the U is shorter, but it's not as short. They make, they don't stop it. Otherwise, it would just be ah.
Yeah.
There, yeah. It's ah. Like that. That's in chanting also, that's common where if a sentence, if a section ends in a short vowel, that short vowel will be extended. Mm-hmm. Not long, but yeah. It's not going to be just clipped. And there's license. Apparently there's an actual license for that in chanting. Uh-huh. Some of the teachers have told that to me.
Is there a reason for the hyphen between the vidvan and...
It's very odd.
Yeah.
And you know, I don't know why they do that.
All in there.
When I'm making it for all of you, and I take those hyphens out, they're not meaningful.
And even the lindas, if they put in odd places, you know.
Now I keep all of those in. I don't know why they do that. There's reasons for it in terms of the memorization and all of that. Mm-hmm. I don't understand that either. So let's try this. Let's see. Kaschit samashnita u. And we'll just do this last one because when we chant this, it sounds good if you do go into the next one. So kamayata.
So kamayata.
So kamayata means saha akamayata. He desired. Means the sankalpa comes in the form of the creation. That's the akamayata is the sankalpa. He desired. Saha akamita, he desired, so the sankalpa comes from the Brahman, right? Yeah. With the Maya upadi, and then there's the creation. That's where it goes, you know? He desired and then became many, right? So let's try it with that so akamita. So we'll go like this. Kaschit samashnita u so akamita.
Kaschit samashnita u so kamayata.
So, repeat after me now. From Atato. Atato nu prashna.
Atato nu prashna.
Uta vidvanamung lokam pretya.
Uta vidvanamung lokam pretya.
Kaschana gacchati.
Kaschana gacchati.
Aho vidvanamung lokam pretya.
Aho vidvanamung lokam pretya.
Kaschit samashnita u.
Kaschit samashnita u.
So kamayata.
So kamayata.
Let's just try it from Atato, chanting it together.
Atato nu prashnaha uta vidvanamung lokam pretya kaschana gacchati.
Aho vidvana munglo kampletya kashya samashyata so kamayata atato nubrashnaha utha vidvana munglo kampletya kashya nakachyati Aho vidvana munglo kampletya kashya samashyata so kamayata. Okay. Good.
It sounds interrogative, you know, when you go long, it almost sounds like a
yeah.
tone of questioning.
Sounds so nice.
It's beautiful.